This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation despite the fact that a great crime, and it's nothing less than a crime really, if you believe that applying racism into legislation, into redistribution of resources and taking money from some people and giving it to other people, if that is done on a racist basis, isn't that criminal? Well, that is the desire of a state senator in Oregon. He has some support. He's a Democrat, of course, who wants to pay black families reparations on a state level. This is even before Joe Biden and his administration get to a possible reparations program nationally. Is this in any sense a good idea? We will get to that. We will also be talking about a new threat to America that almost no one wants to speak about. The threat is infertility. It's the baby bust. Remember the population bomb? Right now we have a depopulation bomb. We'll be speaking with Joel Kotkin about that. What it's already done to countries like South Korea and Japan and elsewhere around the world. We will be discussing that matter. Also, a question that is posed by the Daily Beast suggesting that those who insist upon taking precautions regarding COVID-19 are like people who unrealistically wanted people to stop taking drugs. What? Rather than helping them with needle exchanges and making things more safe. Or abstinence education. What is the similarity between abstinence education and the mistakes that we allegedly have made, according to Daily Beast, in handling COVID-19? We will get to that. And a leading conservative says that what Biden is actually trying to do, not particularly well, according to this columnist, what Biden is trying to do is to mimic Ronald Reagan. Why? Taking a huge gamble on actually turning the country around. Is there any similarity between Biden and Reagan? We will get to that as well on the Michael Medved Show. And then one of my favorite headlines, which we will get to. The headline says, pickle packing perv popped on private premise. What is that about? Well, it's about Florida, where, by the way, they're breaking news. Some spring breakers have been arrested in Miami Beach for ignoring the COVID-19 rules that still do hold in Florida. 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. Okay, first up, this story, which is reported by the Daily Wire and by the Washington Post, Oregon Democrats have introduced legislation that would give $123,000 in reparations to black Oregonians over the course of their lives. Now, of course, $123,000 over the course of your life is substantial, but it sure is a lot less per year than it would be to receive that kind of money in one big installment or two big installments. We'll get to the amounts that are in this bill in just a moment. According to a copy of the state Senate bill, and it's a state Senate bill introduced by a liberal Democrat, Senator Lou Frederick, who is, in fact, African-American. And he did not, by the way, grow up in any kind of oppressed or depressed circumstances. His father was a distinguished professor of botany at Howard University, the historically black University in Washington, D.C., which was Kamala Harris's alma mater. And he was a TV reporter for 13 years, was Senator Lou Frederick, before he went into politics. In any event, he has introduced this bill, and the text of the bill says the government will pay the figures to any person who can demonstrate that they are a descendant of American slaves and who has, quote, identified as African-American on legal documents. It goes on. The Department of Revenue is supposed to establish a reparations payment program to black Oregonians who can demonstrate heritage and slavery and provide documentation that they identify as African-American for at least 10 years. Recipients must reside in the state for at least 2 years before the application deadline, which is December 31st of next year, 2022. The payment would be an annuity, where recipients would receive $123,000 paid out over the course of their life, plus interest. What that means is obviously that for people who are older, the annuity would be much higher. The average black man, according to the calculations here, has a lifespan of 75 years. So if a 30-year-old black man applies for the reparations program, he would receive a yearly payment of approximately $2,733 per year from the Oregonian government. If the recipient then receives 5% interest on the reparations money, they could receive up to $2,870 per year. So this is not the kind of payment for most people that would change their lives profoundly. But it would certainly change the life of the state of Oregon, because it would come to a... that this would come to trillions of dollars, hundreds of billions of dollars at the very least, for the state of Oregon, which does not have a particularly large black population. Republicans estimate that at the absolute maximum end of the spectrum, the state of Oregon would spend $11.8 trillion in total reparation investments, and would likely cause an increase in taxes. States cannot borrow money endlessly and at low interest rates the way the federal government can. Of course it would cause a huge increase in taxes. Oregon Republicans fear that the legislation will cause an influx of people to move to the states, to the state of Oregon, in hopes of getting in on a second round of reparations. They believe that this would be a burden on Oregon taxpayers. Well, what do you think? If people are coming into the state because they believe that the state's going to start paying them $3,000 a year or more, the bill is sponsored by State Senator Lou Frederick, a Democrat who I just told you about, who serves as co-majority whip. The Biden administration has signaled that it intends to start acting now, in quotes, on reparations for black Americans. White House advisor Cedric Richmond, former congressman, said that the Biden administration supports reparations and free college tuition to historically black colleges and universities. See, if you give free college tuition and you give it solely on the basis of race, isn't that a violation of civil rights law? Treating people unequally, giving them a benefit solely on the basis of race? And the whole idea of trying to prove that you have been a slave in the United States and you identify as African American, that makes it an entirely racial thing, doesn't it? Doesn't it? Not actually about your own family's experience and heritage. So, is this part of the daring Reagan-like maneuver being planned by the Biden administration? We'll get to that and the real significance of Joe Manchin, and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Lately, you've been sounding like a raving lunatic.
You don't have a clue.
I think you don't have a clue.
You didn't say that.
I did.
Your wife is a psychologist. You need to sit down with her.
The Michael MedVet Show.
That is absolutely absurd.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. And now you can get the best sheets ever for the best price ever. When you buy one of my Giza Dream bed sheet sets, you'll get another one absolutely free. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. Dr. Stephen Meyer is a New York Times bestselling author, and his new book, Return of the God Hypothesis, makes the case for the undeniable intelligent design of the universe. And it's already looking like a smash hit. Clear, compelling, and entertaining to read. Meyer skewers materialism, a must-read, and a convincing argument. Those are just some of the comments from the more than 40 scientists who've endorsed the book. Using discoveries from cosmology and physics, in Return of the God Hypothesis, Meyer reveals his stunning conclusion. The science supports not just the existence of an intelligent designer, but the existence of a personal God. Pre-order at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. And get these special pre-order perks, a sneak peek at an exclusive excerpt from the book, a free digital booklet about intelligent design, discounts for Dr. Meyer's online course, and an invitation to a private online meeting with Dr. Meyer. Get all this when you pre-order at discovery.org/medved.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Some kind of error in the reparations calculations, aside from the error in the whole idea of reparations, which is profound. The Daily Wire reports that Republicans in Oregon claim that the state would spend $11.8 trillion in total reparation investments. That's to pay, now, that's over how long a period? We don't know. But that's to pay every black individual who can trace his ancestry back to slavery a total of $123,000 over a lifetime. It's wrong. It could be they mean $11.8 billion, not trillion. Because the $11 trillion, that's a figure they're talking about nationwide reparations. There's a professor at Duke University who has just published a study advocating that the government pay out about $12 trillion, and this is trillion, to each black household, which would be about $800,000 per each household. That's a great deal more significant than what we're talking about here. But none of it is realistic. I mean, none of it is, and nor is it supported by anything like a majority of Americans or even a big majority of black people. Dave in Olympia, Washington, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Yes, Michael, I heard that.
Hey, Dave, you're on.
Yeah, about this $27 million settlement for the George Floyd family, this ungodly amount of money and settlement that they got. And I thought, well, what would be a great thing if they could just take that and contribute that towards reparations? I mean, and do that honorable thing, you know, for this upstanding citizen of George Floyd and his family. They're all for Black Lives Matter and all this. Well, what a great thing for them to be able to do, don't you think?
Well, in fairness, and his brother Finice, I believe that Felice, it's one of those. I'm not sure what the exact name is, but his older brother, who's sort of leading the distribution of the $27 million, has said that they're going to give a bunch of it to Black Lives Matter related charities. And for instance, they're doing something that's actually, if this all comes through, that is actually sounds to me like it's compassionate and appropriate, which is paying some money to help restore the neighborhood, because the neighborhood where George Floyd died has been closed off. It's a no-go zone for the police. It's been completely decimated by crime because the police are not allowed to go there. There have been a number of murders. And the businesses, of course, are suffering terribly. So maybe they could start with reparations, doing that right at home. Dave, I appreciate the call and the suggestion. The idea of paying this money in reparations is so destructive and so poisonous to our national life, because there may be people actually fall for this and actually believe, oh yeah, reparations are coming. This is Joe Biden's going to. Now, Joe Biden has not been a supporter of reparations. And even if they talk about offering free tuition at historically black colleges and universities as a form of reparations, even that is deeply problematic. How do you provide free tuition for people based upon their skin color? And again, this is different. I know that that people who go to Brigham Young University, who are members of the Church of Jesus Christ Latter-day Saints, get a special break. But tuition is low at Brigham Young University in any event, and because that's a religious institution, that's based upon not your background, it's based upon a commitment you make to a particular faith. And the idea that you are going to get some kind of preferential treatment by the U.S. government, not by the university itself, but by the U.S. government, based solely on race, seems to me to be deeply problematic. But not as deeply problematic as taxing people. God knows how much. How much would it cost a typical Oregonian if you have, I don't know what the black population of Oregon is, but if you are paying everyone there $123,000, and how would people prove that they are descended from slaves? Because not many people really do have that kind of family record. And it's not just black people. I don't know how I would find out on my father's side. My mother's side, they know. But on my father's side, I think we can go back four generations, but not beyond that. Don't know who these people are. And no, I don't think 23andMe would do it, because what they're talking about in this bill in Oregon is some kind of proof that you were actually enslaved. And by the way, it's not only Oregon that is going through a bit of insanity right now. It's California, right just south. And the headline, California Governor Newsom won't take this recall lying down. They are now all but conceding that the recall is likely to get enough signatures by Wednesday, which is the deadline. It's tomorrow. They now have over 2 million signatures. And there are always a certain number of signatures that are declared invalid or invalidated. What they need is 1.5 million. They have over 2 million. I think most experts think they will probably qualify for the ballot. And that ballot would be in a special election to be scheduled sometime this year. What's fascinating about this is a bunch of national Democrats, including Cory Booker and Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, are all rallying to support Governor Newsom in what is now expected to be a recall. And it's going to be close. There was a poll released yesterday by Emerson College that found that 38% of voters said right now they're ready to vote to remove Newsom if a recall election is held. 42% said they would vote to keep him in office, with the remainder of voters surveyed either unsure or saying, nah, I'm not going to vote in a recall election. Okay, that 4% gap, which is all it is according to the new Emerson poll, is within the margin of error. And they haven't even started in a recall campaign. Meanwhile, they haven't even started dealing with the seriousness of a decline in fertility rates, which may deliver us to oblivion. We'll talk to Joel Kotkin coming up.
Michael Medved, I love you, man. You're my favorite analyst. I listen to you all the time.
Michael Medved.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to AvidBiotech.Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says he currently has no plans to travel to the U.S.-Mexico border. This comes after FEMA arrived at the border to help shelter illegal immigrant children and expedite the vetting process. The president answering the brief question while he was on his way to Pennsylvania to promote the recently passed stimulus bill. Vice President Kamala Harris was asked why President Biden has to sell the bill.
It's not selling it. It's literally letting people know their rights, right? It's kind of like you you buy a product, you've already been sold on the product, but you need some directions on the box usually. And so this is about, hey, know that you're entitled to this. File your taxes so that you can speed up the benefits that you're going to receive.
Ford Motor Company unveiling its new Pursuit F-150 police truck. The pickup has special options and can go up to 120 miles an hour. USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Years and years, people on the left, going all the way back to the 1970s, have been saying what we need is zero population growth. What we need is actually a decline in population. Hey, guess what? Two tragedies in life. One is not getting what you want. The other is getting it. The left's gotten what they want. In most countries in the West, the birth rate is so low that it's below replacement. Joel Kotkin, who is a brilliant geographer, is described by the New York Times, in fact, as America's Uber geographer. Joel Kotkin is internationally recognized authority on global economic, political, and social trends. His latest book is called The Coming of Neo-Feudalism, A Warning to the Global Middle Class. It is now available at Amazon.com. Joel, it's great to talk to you, and congratulations on this very important article. So what's wrong with that utopia that we keep hearing about that's going to solve all our environmental problems, everything, if people only have one child apiece? Isn't that a great way to go?
Well, of course, you know, part of it is, you know, first of all, just when, you know, you mentioned it being from the left, but it really, in many ways, came from the corporate community. A lot of the support for population control really started with the Rockefeller brothers, and it was also very much the Club of Rome report, which was also sponsored by the Agnelli family, which basically controls fiat. So it has really strong support. The problem is that people, I think, as you suggest, They can't sort of learn that things change. Like when Ehrlich was writing the population bomb in 1968, there was something to be really worried about. You did have massive population growth, particularly in the developing countries. But we're now seeing something very different, not just in the West. where we're starting to see things, as you mentioned, the below fertility of the replacement rate, that means that your population will eventually first get very old and then will start to decline, Japan being sort of the primary example of that, you know, a country which by 2050 will have more people over 80 than under 15, and whose population could be as much as half of what it is now by 2100. So we have that. Also, it's beginning to become an issue, and people don't acknowledge this. In many of the what we would consider developing countries, Mexico, Brazil. Brazil has, I think, a lower fertility rate than the U.S. now. I mean, so the issue that was so much attention towards, which was the problem of a rising population, is going to be replaced by two things: a concern first for the rapid aging of the population, the decline in the decline of the labor force, and then eventually real population decline. And in the book about neo-feudalism, one of the characteristics of feudalism was stagnant population growth and stagnant economic growth.
Okay, and that's what you're looking at now, because obviously a component of economic growth is a growth in population, not just for workers, but for customers. You mentioned in your piece, and the piece was published over at the Daily Beast, and there's a great deal of importance in it. One of the things that I learned is that South Korea could be the country with the most acute problem right now in terms of population growth. Why?
Well, I think this is something that I worked on in East Asia on a study I did for the government of Singapore. And what we see is these Asian countries, A, they're very dense. Seoul is much denser than Tokyo. They're very dense, very competitive societies. People are really under a lot of pressure, and over time, the traditional value system of Asian countries, which has historically been very family oriented, is breaking down. And in sort of the gap that's left, it's this kind of almost a kind of nihilism that is beginning to develop. People don't think having children is an important part of their lives. The culture has been set in such a way now that those traditional values, a lot of them don't exist anymore. And of course, in many cases, you have, we had this very unique situation, for instance, Singapore, which has a very low fertility rate. And, you know, as Wolfgang Lutz, who's a demographer in Austria, said, they want the women in Singapore to have more kids, but they're so busy they don't have the time. I mean, look, we have to understand there's great things with women becoming more involved in their careers, and obviously some sort of, you know, liberalization of attitudes is good, but you have to understand that there's a downside too, that. And I worry on an almost more moral basis. What kind of society are we going to be when 40-50% of the people don't have children? You know, not just economically, but morally. I mean, I don't know. I mean, why do you get up in the morning?
It's one of those things where you don't mention it in your piece, but one of the things that's fascinated me is the Japanese are leading the world right now in robotics, and they're already selling robotic companions. And isn't that part of the fate that we're looking at? If you have a bulk of the population is elderly and childless, that you're going to be turning more likely to mechanical pets than to real-life pets or children.
And also you'll be getting your cultural life, your opinions, your entertainment will all be done digitally. And therefore, you know, you will not have, you know, sort of like the tactile world will sort of disappear. And, you know, we're sort of losing our connection, let's say, as mammals, that, you know, our mammalian characteristics are being sort of, you know, short-circuited, if you will. And we're sort of losing, I think, a lot of what it is to be human. I mean, look, I think it's fine. Many people choose not to have children or they can't have children. I can understand that. But to actually think that this is a high value that we should encourage is really, you talk about it being on a, you know, on the road to oblivion. This is a good way to get there.
One of the things that you talk about on the road to oblivion, you talk about Paul Ehrlich's misguided predictions back in the publication of The Population Bomb. I didn't know this. He suggested, among other things, adding sterilant into the water supply. In other words, adding drugs that would make people sterile.
Yes.
And this wasn't laughed out of court?
No, and actually some of the same ideas were in the writings of John Holdren, who was President Obama's science advisor, who was Ehrlich's protege. I mean these policies and this idea that we're going to engineer things so people don't have kids, it's pretty well developed. I mean, you know, one of the key things you want to do if you want to prevent...
Well, they tried it in China for years with a one-child policy, and then they got rid of it, right?
They got rid of it, but of course now, as their society has become so heavily urbanized and space is at such a premium, that it doesn't seem to make a difference. I mean, when people said to me, well, the one-child family was at the root of it, I said, well, how do you explain Korea, Taiwan, Hong Kong, and Singapore, which don't have the one-child?
It is a worldwide problem, and you can put it... I'm sorry, we're out of time, Joel, but when people can put this in perspective, read the article as posted on our website, michaelmedved.com, by Joel Kotkin, How Declining Fertility Rates May Deliver Us Into Oblivion. We will be right back on the MedVed Show.
Become a MedHead member today.
Michael, my wife and I are MedHead members, and we've listened to you for a year.
Commercial-free podcasts, commentaries, find out more at michaelmedved.com.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com at 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Here's a question. Charles Darwin liberate or undermine society? Ideas have consequences. Learn how three key ideas from Darwin actually undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get a free 39-page digital booklet, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. Go to discovery.org/medved for this special offer. discovery.org/medved.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
On the Michael Medved Show, I'm speaking. I'm talking to you now. Can you hear me? Oh, on the Medved Show is a report in the New York Times speaking about population growth and population decline that is alarming, and alarming about the rollout effort on vaccines and resistance to it. We will get to that in a moment. I did think it was worth the concluding paragraph in Joel Kotkin's piece that we were talking about moments ago. His concluding paragraph is, he says, ultimately this is a choice we need to make. He's talking now about growing population. We could choose to create a kind of woke utopia where children and families are rare, upward mobility is constrained, and society ruled by a kind of collective welfare system that rewards inactivity and stagnation. But to those who value the permanence of our society and the remarkable importance of children, this is something close to a dystopia, not a utopia. To be sure, a smaller, older society may emit fewer greenhouse gases per capita, but at the end, we confront a society that will be less innovative, less dynamic, and in the most profound sense, distinctly less human. I think he's entirely correct, and that's a very important message. Another important message is there's a piece on the front page of the New York Times that says, Republicans wary of COVID shots pose challenge to Biden rollout. Now, of course, Republicans are supposed to pose a challenge to Biden, but not on vaccines, it would seem to me. The Times reports that according to a new CBS poll, a third of Republicans say they will not be vaccinated. That's compared to 10% of Democrats. And an additional 20% of self-identified Republicans say they were unsure about whether they're going to be vaccinated. Other polls have found similar trends. So the question for Joe Biden is, he is obviously not widely trusted by Republicans. And is he the right spokesperson? No. Who is the right spokesperson? It's something that we've talked about on this show on several occasions, going back a couple of weeks. This is a great job for Donald Trump. And he is very proud of his role in developing the vaccine, in authorizing Operation Warp Speed. So send him out there to speak to Republican groups, to talk about how he himself got vaccinated, even though he had had the disease and recovered from it. And why not? And in fact, the White House now is working with some Republicans to try to deal with this problem. Because one of the things that is utterly essential, and this is true for the economy, it's true for basically the future of the country, is that if we really do have this kind of widespread resistance to getting vaccines, then the sort of herd immunity that will protect us from the fall, when there is great fear in many of the European countries and around the world that there will be a new surge and new economic dislocation, that becomes a very serious thing. Widespread opposition to vaccination, if not overcome, could slow the United States from reaching the point where the virus can no longer spread easily, setting back efforts to get the economy humming again and perhaps back to more normal lives. Well, the problem, writes the New York Times, until now, has been access to relatively tight supplies of the vaccine. Administration officials expect to soon face the possibility of supply exceeding demand if many Americans remain reluctant. Now, look, we're going to be talking a little bit later to Mark Thiessen, a former aide to President Bush, who's now a conservative columnist, nationally syndicated. But he writes about how the whole, quote, dream of bipartisan anything has kind of blown up. It's been exploded by the Biden administration. Wouldn't this be the perfect area to emphasize it? And this Frank Luntz, a Republican strategist, he's been a frequent guest on this show, he said the best course for the White House would be to take the politics out of the issue of vaccines. That means that Joe Biden should be acknowledging what Donald Trump did to speed the vaccine to fruition, Franklin said. He's been working with the DuBeaumont Foundation, an organization focused on improving public health through policy, to encourage conservatives to get vaccinated. On Saturday, just a couple of days ago, Luntz hosted a focus group of about 20 conservatives to hear from Tom Frieden, the former head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, from Chris Christie, the former governor of New Jersey, and multiple Republican members of Congress. Some of the conservatives on the call initially described the vaccines as rushed and experimental, and the coronavirus as opportunistic and government manipulation. More than half of those on the call said their fears of getting vaccinated were greater than their fears of the virus. But nearly all on the call said they had a more positive view on the vaccines after Dr. Frieden gave them the facts about the virus, and including the more we vaccinate, the faster we can get to growing the economy and getting jobs. Now, it shouldn't take a special call for people to get that message. And unless the administration starts doing a better job of getting out the message, we are facing a great deal of difficulty. And Chris Christie, in this call, emphasized how random the virus can be and how it affects people, including younger adults. Not only did he and Mr. Trump get severely sick with it, but he also reminded the group that Hope Hicks, the 32-year-old former Trump advisor, was also very ill. Quote, she was out of it for a good 10 days and never had to be hospitalized, but called me and said, this is the sickest I've ever been. That's what Chris Christie said. For now, the Biden White House is relying on the work of political adversaries like Chris Christie to sell the message for them. The one surrogate from inside the Biden administration that they view as effective among conservatives is Dr. Francis Collins, who's director of the National Institutes of Health, who is a scientist and an evangelical Christian. He's been a guest on the show as well. Withstanding in both religious and scientific communities. In recent weeks, Dr. Collins has appeared on the Christian Broadcasting Network 700 Club. That's with Pat Robertson, of course. Dr. Collins is also planning an address to the National Association of Evangelicals, according to someone familiar with the planning. Look, this is a crucial issue, and if I can just put in a word here, one of the passages that religious conservatives, Jewish, Catholic, evangelical, religious conservatives love the passage in the book of Deuteronomy where God tells the people of Israel, I put before you this day a blessing and a curse, life and death. Therefore, choose life. And right now, it is so critically important for people to choose life with this vaccine. And it's not just life for yourself, though that. It's life for the entire society. And again, if there's going to be a future for the Republican society, I think we need to go forward with this. There's something else I need to go forward with. It's just been bothering me since the weekend. And it's pretty amazing. There's a piece by Ron Judd, who's an editor over at the Seattle Times. And it was in the Seattle Times Northwest Magazine. It's a piece about pigeons. And he actually compares pigeons favorably to another group of people he particularly despises. What group is that? We will reveal all and contest his designation. And much more. Coming up, the dream of bipartisanship. How can it be revived in this greatest nation on God's green earth?
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.